Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy and darn sexy people. Wow. Does my life become interesting? So, you know, I just finished another film where I play a grandmother and also a witch in this little family film. And if you don't think you create in your life in every way, listen to this one sentence I had to say as my character. Whether you are good or evil is always a choice. I got to learning that scene. I just had to stop and laugh. You know, isn't that what we teach? Energy's neutral. You can direct energy to empower you. You can direct energy to weaken you. You can direct it toward good. We can direct it toward evil. It's pretty crazy. But I just love how, you know, art imitates life and vice versa. I just had to share that with you. I want you also to know, I know a lot of you have been waiting excitedly for this big program that I've created to roll out with Jennifer McLean. She needs to postpone it till June because of scheduling things. So have no fear. It is coming to you, and it is amazing. I worked months on this very complete program to cover every subject with videos and Q&As, and you're going to love it. So June. There was a piece of information that came in about the main signals that women are sending out and the main signals that men are sending out. And it's the same core belief, but different parts of it. It's core belief number 5. And the women's signal that we have been sending out for eons is, I have to give up me so I can take care of others. What the men have been sending out is, other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. Well, doesn't that make sense in the pieces of the puzzle that have always come together? One is the caretaker, and one allows to be taken care of. Now, from the point of view of making the money and being the breadwinner, it's actually inverted, so that the women are saying, other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. And the men are saying, I have to give up me so I can take care of others. So any way you look at it, guys, we don't want to have that belief. We want to know that the more we value ourselves and come through for ourselves, the more we take care of ourselves, and the more our significant others and everyone around us takes care of us also. So we're claiming the symbol formula by the flame and golden light around that. I want to remind you about Creation Station, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. In the past, during Creation Station, new core beliefs have come in, new information regarding the afterlife, how energy comes together, create. My favorite part of Creation Stations are the social interactions, the wine and the cheese, and I take everybody out for dinner on Saturday night. And of course, a lot gets discussed and clarified during those times also. It's just nice to have everybody in my house, too. So I hope if you're thinking about joining us, we're about half full now. Please reach out if you need a payment plan or any questions that you might have about how it goes down. Okay? We'd love to have you here. All right. I am going to the calls. Oh, no. I know. They wanted me to read the last webinar. They gave us claims for the world and for ourselves, and they want me to read those for everybody and to remind everybody, please, to be including these in your daily practice. I am the powerful God of me who is all injustice brought to justice now, who is a world of unity, love, communication, and balance, who is always valuing myself and creating myself in the highest way through divine love, who is in acceptance that I am the creation of all creation. In other words, I create the world. And I am the powerful God of me who matches my consciousness with the consciousness of my divine love in creating the world I desire and see, and so it is. And for ourselves in the life subject of faith, I am the God of me in this moment and consistently that creates me and the world I live in. I know exactly what I want right now. When I am the God and creator of me, I am safe in this world to create the desires of my heart. I always empower myself so the God of me can empower me. And I know that I am the energy I direct. And so it is, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light around that. The world is at a turning point, guys. Please, you are one community that knows how to affect energy. Please see our country as united and in integrity and love and balance, and feel as much love as you can around that. Please do your part in what the world is asking you to do now. That's why you're a part of this community, to receive this information. Okay, now I can go. Okay. All right, we're going to start with Miss Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, babe.
Hey, Dee. I felt compelled to call in today, and so I claim all of that you just said about creation.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I feel very positive about the world, because I am
good.
The world. I guess that's the point.
That is indeed the point. And the more we see the world we desire, the more the world that we desire is our reality.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of even this thing that went down with the Olympics with the ice skating. It's just another system that's just being exposed, brought to the light.
That's
so,
right.
People are being all dramatic about it. I was like, oh, no, that's all part of the Roaring Twenties. Here we go. More systems.
Yeah, well, people like to be dramatic, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sells
Yeah.
advertising.
I learned
Okay.
very early on in my career that the drama really worked in my career, but didn't work so well in my life. So,
Huh, that's a great analogy.
yeah.
I like that. Okay, just called in to say hey and love you. Thanks for
Well,
all
I
your.
love you too, honey. Thank you for
Okay.
calling in.
Okay.
And your life's going smoothly?
Yeah, I'm moving forward with this hip thing. I've been kind of feeling the pain and going, this is really weird. I've never had pain this much, but even this morning I just woke up and it's like, okay,
Okay,
we're
so
moving through this.
stop, because I've got the same thing going on in the last 4 days.
Okay.
Is it the same thing energetically? Wow, big yes. Sheets, books, song, movie. We're going to a play. We're going to South Pacific. It's something we're trying to get rid of, Phyllis, because they're taking me to, I've got to wash that man right out of my hair. So,
Well, that's, yeah, okay. Because I
what do
went back
you?
to my, no, I'm just saying, I went back to one of I was going through my notes I've taken about the show, and what something that stood out was had to do with, see if I can find, well, it had to do with you don't focus on getting rid of anything. Okay, I got to get rid of
Yeah.
this. I got to get rid of that. I got to get rid of this. That's,
Okay, so let's get clear. Is it the same thing? Wow. This is great. It's the same thing. Sheets. But give me a song, baby. Give me a song.
A
Get
song?
away from your notes. Give me a song.
Okay. Give you a song? I kind of got the same one. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
But we need another song.
Another song?
Yeah.
Fly me to the moon.
And let me play among the stars. Let me know what
That's
life
like.
is like on Jupiter. Okay. Okay, guys, I need clarity. Now we're going to a core belief. Hold on. Okay. When I am connected to the I am not safe. Well, that certainly goes along with the, fly me to the moon. And that's interesting because that's a lot of, remember last week they said Creation Station was going to be a big understanding of expansion and how energy interacts with each other on other planes and all this. So, literally, hold on. Let me just get quiet and listen for the words. It's the fear? Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay, we are focused on getting rid of the fear of being free. Wow, hold on. Fear of being free. Well, if we're free, then all of our decisions are up to us. All right, Phyllis, you gotta quit doing whatever you're doing. Phyllis,
Okay.
please stop. It's too
Yeah.
noisy. The fear of being free, those are the highest, most correct, most complete words. It's what's causing the pain in our. Well, which hip is it?
The right one.
Yeah, which is walking forward into our power. It's my right one, too. Okay, so what do we want? We want to embrace with excitement the status of being free, the living in the moment, every moment of being free, knowing that we are the creation of safety and freedom. There we go. Safety and freedom, everybody. I am which means you are the frequency of, so see it within you. I am the frequency of the safety of freedom. Isn't that interesting? Because, hold on a minute, I've got to make a note. This is big stuff. If you look at the world right now, COVID, the Olympics, the elections, everything that's going on has an element of freedom in it. And if we are not safe in being free, okay, if we are not safe in being free, we cannot bring in the highest truth. That's the ultimate message. Hold on, brings in highest truth. Do you guys realize how big this is, what we're doing right here? See, this is, you know, Phyllis, this is what happens in Creation Station every year.
Yeah.
Brings in the highest truth. Okay. Wow. Wow, am I glad you mentioned that. So, the frequency of safety and being free brings in the highest truth, and we are that. We are that frequency. Claiming the symbol, the formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine. That's what it is. Wow, is that everything? Holy heck, am I glad you called in.
Yeah, woo! I just was sitting there at my coffee, and I was like, I need to call in. It's like, well, I'm not calling in to whine about something. I'm calling in to bring something in, so I claimed
yeah.
that.
Well, you sure did, baby cakes. Wow, I am free
Great.
To be free. Free to be free. I'm safe to be free, and I'm free to be free. Okay. Wow, what a start to a show. Thank you, darling.
Yeah, thanks, T. Love you. Bye-bye.
You too. Oh, I just have to sit with that for a minute. That was huge for me. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hey, I knew I was going to be next because I figure it must tie into what just happened. I was eyesight, which has been, so that I can focus on healing that, it's been very blurry for a couple of years, but I just didn't worry about it. I figured it would eventually heal. And for the last couple of days, it's impairing my daily functioning. So what's going on with that and how to heal it?
Well, this is interesting because a little of that's going on with me, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. They're saying to get to it, and then they're going to give us why this is all happening today.
Okay.
Ah, just when you thought it, what the hell is the show going to be about? Okay. So the highest question is, the highest question is, why are our eyes blurry? Mm-hmm. Highest, most correct. Okay. Sheets. Book. Give me a song, baby.
I believe I can fly.
Okay, well, see, here we go back into the power, right?
Yeah.
I believe I can fly. I believe I'm free. You can't fly if you're not free.
The next line I get is, I believe I can touch the sky.
Yeah. It's literally the same thing. If we are in fear of being free, we will not see clearly all the possibilities before us.
So how do we find fear that we're not registering? Because I feel more free and safe than ever. I'm
well,
the one that's been
the
doing
point.
The work on the, yeah.
That's the point, baby, is that those of us that are at the apex of literally being able to fly are going, well, oh, this is great. They're mimicking words that somebody said to me on the set. We got into this metaphysical conversation when they found out that I did all this work. And yeah, but there are rules in place. I mean, gravity's gravity, you know, and nobody's ever going to change that. And when I say that's a true statement, it goes to no. So
right,
those of us that literally are ready to fly and see and experience and create that we have power over our health, our money, etc., are coming up. Okay, these are the words they're giving me, Cheryl. We're coming up against walls of rules. Gravity, and whatever goes up has to come down, right? So let's just look at those words. Whatever goes up must come down.
Oh, no.
You know, that's when a bird flies and it goes up into the air, into its freedom, it doesn't have to crash and burn, does it?
It does not.
Okay. We already got to the highest thing. Wow. Okay. So they're saying this is really at the apex. What does the word apex mean? It's the center of, right? It's the center of the wheel. Right?
You got me stumped on that one. I was thinking it was right at the tip, but I don't know on this one.
Where the hell is my phone? Hold on. This is too important. I've got a definition for apex.
As a noun, apex means the top or highest part of something, especially one forming a point. Do you want to hear the next one?
No, the highest point in a plane or solid, the growing point of a chute, the highest level of a hierarchy, organization, or other power structure, regarded as a triangle or pyramid. Okay.
The tip right before we step off.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, before we, and the word they're giving me is before we launch. Yeah.
Mm.
Before we really launch into the greatest God of us that we can be. Wow.
That we are.
So yes, that we are. Thank you for that correction.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you about the little tiny thought that I heard flitting around, because, you know, I've done 4 films since the beginning of January. It's been a really great start to 2022.
Woo-hoo.
And next week I fly to New York to do the last one on the schedule as of now. And I've caught myself 3 times now going, oh my God, what if it doesn't keep going?
Mm.
Okay. Which is falling.
Yes.
From the freedom, right? Falling, yes, from the creation. Falling off from, wow, this is huge stuff, you guys. And it applies to everybody that's calling in today. Everybody, and everybody that will ever hear the show, they're saying. So we are claiming, am I using the word apex? That we are safe to fly.
Launch.
Yes, from the apex into our total freedom, which is living our highest truth. Wow. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, so it is. See, this happens every year as soon as I start talking about Creation Station. Stuff starts coming in. It's crazy. Just like a webinar, you know, when we have an intention for the webinar. Okay, so can you see yourself flying into your ultimate freedom and being safe?
I think so, but when you mentioned your little teensy thought that crept in. My goal has been that I want money just to flow in profusely, and I really don't want to do anything that feels like work at all. That's a rule that can be broken.
You were fine until you went to the second part of that. Because you stated what you wanted, and then you stated what you didn't want, which cancels out the first part.
Oh.
Yeah. So we want to fly in our freedom. We are creating flight in our freedom, in money, in health.
Love.
Love, relationships, success. And in the creation of our world. And
yeah,
so it is.
Say serving the world, yeah.
Yep, yep. Wow, Cheryl, thank you.
And one other piece that I got when you were talking to the other lady is part of being free and safe and creating is, or not necessarily creating, being free and being safe is also making where literally everyone who comes in contact with us or thinks of us feels free and safe by
the
thought or the presence of us.
It has to be that way, guys. That's the way energy works. You shift the energy within you, and all energy around you must shift.
Yes.
That's science. That's brain science. All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. OMG. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi, babe.
I think I'm going to shapeshift into an eagle and just see myself flying.
Oh, I love that. I do.
Right?
I love that. Yeah. I think I'm going to be a bluebird. I love bluebirds. Okay, go ahead. What
nice.
You got?
Okay, can you ask the channel what is going on with my sleep?
Okay, that's going on with a lot of people too. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Hang on. I don't see a lot of movies.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get into your chair.
Okay. Dirty Dancing.
Okay. So, Dirty Dancing, I love that movie. It's really about two entirely opposite types of energy coming together and melting into one love. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. There's another you that needs to be integrated into yourself, Miss Lisa. Another you that's hanging out in another dimension. It's another you that's hanging out in another dimension. And it just, it gets your attention at night. And it's, the word they're giving me is, this other you is a worrywart. Okay? So right now, and everybody can do this, any of our energy that's existing on any other dimension or time-space continuum, we command to be integrated into our divine selves to follow directions of love and empowerment that we are claiming on this plane. We sleep well, we eat well, we love well, we make money well, we fly safely into all our freedoms of creation. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, and so it is. Okay, is everybody integrated in me, in Phyllis, in Cheryl, in Lisa? Okay. All right. Now, when you go to sleep tonight, just say, I am directing all of me to sleep well and sleep deeply, knowing that I am safe to create. See, that other you out there thought it was protecting you by worrying, but we're over that. We're past that now, okay?
Yeah, I literally can't sleep more than an hour to an hour and a half before I have to get up to go pee, and I feel like it's more than that. So what you're saying, I feel like we're on the right track. I feel like it was more than me just happening to go to the bathroom, because even if I don't drink a lot, it still is, you know, it happens, and I've been like this
well,
for like definitely or more.
You know, Lisa, if you're having to get up that often, I would definitely see a urologist just to have it checked out.
Yeah, I have throughout the years. Yeah, and I did talk to you one time about frequent urination, and we did resolve that, but I felt like the sleeping thing was something even more than that.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we got to it, they're saying, and I get my big
okay.
Yes. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right,
thank
baby
you so much.
Yep.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Miss Deborah in Illinois. Oh, hold on, Deborah, before I start with you. Lisa, they're saying this other you was pissed off. And because it was so pissed off, it was constantly trying to protect you. But those words are interesting that it was pissed off. Okay, Deborah, what's up?
Hi there. I've had skin problems for years, and the past year I've had swelling in my feet and legs, and I would like to know what the cause or healing of that would be. Plus, will my work expand so that I can bring in more income?
Okay, well, your health is affecting your income because subconsciously you're going, I don't know if I'm up to doing more.
Okay.
I can give you the energetic ground. I'm not a doctor. Although if you have swelling in your feet and your legs, you want to get that checked out. That's indicative of a lot of different things, sweetheart. Have you had it checked by a doctor?
Yes, I.
How long ago?
About a month ago, I went to a doctor, and he didn't do much, but I had told him that I'd been on a diuretic, but I haven't really used it much. And the skin problem has been for a long, long time.
Okay, well, let's
take
one thing.
I'm supposed to have an echocardiogram coming up.
Okay, make sure that you give them all your symptoms, because I'm not sure. I mean, the heart can affect stuff like that. Diabetes can affect it. There's a lot of things that, you know, could be indicative of it. But
uh-huh.
What's behind your itching, is it?
A skin problem. I have seborrheic keratosis.
Okay, in layman's terms, what does it feel like?
It's not so much the feeling. Well, what do you mean feeling?
Well,
feeling
it, does
of the
it
skin?
Itch? Does it hurt? Does it what?
Oh. No, it itches a little bit, but it's what it looks like on my body. It's on my face
okay.
And parts of my
okay.
body.
They're saying energetically what's behind that, and you're saying this to yourself, is you don't have time for me. So, not leaving you. So I'm turning against you.
Mm. Wow.
So, when I say you need to take a lot more time for yourself, I get a big yes. Is that
yeah,
true?
It's hard to do.
What do you mean it's hard to do?
Because I take care of my mother, who requires a great deal. of work, so I don't have a lot of time
for me.
Okay,
well, let's go back to the very beginning of the program where they said the main signal that women are sending out is I have to give up me so I can take care of others.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your body is trying to tell you, no, it is telling you, you can't do that anymore. That's what's behind your skin problems. What's the other problem? Challenge? The other physical challenge.
Was the swelling.
Yeah.
Swelling of feet and legs.
But give me a song, please.
Oh, my. Dancing? Is that a... Keep on dancing, I think.
Yeah. That's a song. Okay. But you see, sweetheart, you're not.
Right.
You're not. The words they're giving me is you're trudging. You're not dancing. You're trudging.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, life is so hard, and I got to do this, and I've got to be responsible for that. And you got to get some joy back in your life, baby.
I do.
You can't do that if you don't take care of yourself, guys. Giving up yourself is not a match to self-love. No matter how you look at it, it's not. Right?
Right.
Okay.
And then the other thing was about income.
Well, you get your health cleared up and you get this belief cleared up that you have to give up yourself. How are you going to go out and make money for you if you have to give up yourself to take care of everybody else?
That's true. No, you're right.
My channel is always right. Now, there's a brave statement to make, but
yeah.
I have to tell you, ultimately, now, you know, in Predictions Week, the information did come in that things can change because the energy is shifting so quickly. So they can give us, not in the case of what I've given you, but in things in the future, they will give us exactly where the energy stands right now. And if something, like if a war breaks out and it directly affects us, the energy and the decisions that are made around certain things will change. Do you understand? But now, in predictions, does everything everything they gave us in predictions still stands? And one of the things was, you know, again, we're going to be moving back into freedom from COVID in I think they said April or May, and you already see that starting. Okay? So you got
Thank
your
you
answers,
very much.
Baby. You bet.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Deborah. Go take time for yourself, will you, woman? All of us. Gina in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Oh boy, this show, I'm getting, like, the knot in my stomach is even getting bigger. So it must apply. So I'm writing this book, and I wake up in the middle of the night with anxiety about this book. And then
no,
my coach doubled the rates. What is it?
It's not anxiety.
What's going on?
It's excitement.
Okay.
Excitement because you know you've got something. Is that right?
I do. Yes, I have something, and I know I have to do it, and I know I have to do it now.
Well, how about I want to do it? I'm choosing to do it. Well, doesn't that puts a whole different energy on it, Gina?
I know it does. Thank you.
I mean, yesterday I said, oh, my God, I just finished one movie, got to go learn my lines, and I stopped and I went, Deanna, do you love to act?
To write it.
Yes. Do you love all the opportunities you're creating? Yes. Is part of that learning the lines? Yes. So then, see, in that moment, it took me, 5 seconds, I turned myself around. What do you mean she's doubling her rates?
So I have a writing coach, and she what caused this is I went into anxiety about how I'm going to finish this with not spending a ton of money. So I've just been in angst about it all weekend. And
look
what
you created.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have enough money to finish this. And then she says, all right, I'll match that. I'll double my rates for you.
Yeah, it's just... So then I start doubting that I should write them. Yeah, I was thinking about that. But I also start doubting that I even should be writing.
That's not... That is not an integrity, if I'm understanding this correctly. Am I? Yes. It's not an integrity for her to be almost finished with a project and then double her rates.
I agree.
Okay. There's a lot of people
that
can help you write a book, babe.
Okay, good.
Okay? But
That's
you
good.
Have to be clear that you're excited about finishing this book, Gina.
Okay, yeah, I just get all tied up and then I start making shit up and then I
shut down.
Yeah,
well, how's
that working
for you?
It's horrible.
That,
like I'm resisting. Okay, so here's, it's resisting with the flow. I have flow coming in
and
I'm just resisting the flow. That's what
it is. Yeah, because you feel the freedom.
Okay.
You're feeling the freedom of taking off into, you know, that highest truth that you're finishing. And you're supposed to do it, and you need to do it, but you got to be safe to do it, baby.
Yeah. Is there any belief in here that,
no,
the channel could say?
It's just what we've gotten to. It's the fear of the freedom.
Okay.
It's the fear of being there. That's what, oh, my God, what if it stops? Well, oh, my God, Dee, what if it doesn't?
Yeah.
What if you just keep creating and creating and creating more and more and more and more wonderful projects to do? And create them with balance and joy and love in your life. That's what I want. Right?
Yeah, I like that. So what's
okay.
the claim for me? Create with balance, joy. I like that.
I am the frequency of safety.
Oh.
Okay? In being free.
That's good.
Because in freedom is always balance and joy. Right?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Not in this community do we ever say I don't know, because then we can never know, Gina. I know, and I am clear, and
I know
I want to finish this book because I frickin' started writing it in the first place.
Right. Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to touch a lot of people with what's in this book, and I'm going to affect lives, and that's going to make me happy, and that's going to make them happy, and I'm flying. Let's go. Okay?
Okay.
All right, woman. Come on.
Thank you so much.
All right,
I can't wait for Creation Station.
Oh. I know, me too. Hold on. They want to talk about your nose. Because this congestion in your nose has to do with, see, it's another physical ailment, for want of a better word, challenge, that is around the frequency of safety and being free.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Well, sure, because
a ton of sense.
We want to breathe freely. We want to see clearly. We want to walk powerfully. So we're creating that by flying safely into the freedom of our own creation. Okay?
Wow. Yeah.
All right, baby.
I got to re-listen to this. Thank you so much.
Aiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Whew. We are divine love. Thank you, darling. What a freaking show. Katie in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, T. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm taking a license exam in a couple of days. And I was writing down affirmations. And one of them was, I'm worthy. And I kind of felt something in my throat. Like, I don't know if there was an emotion come up. So I was just wondering, is the reason I haven't passed because I feel unworthy? Or is it a money issue?
It's because you believe you can't.
Okay.
So that begs a question. Why do you believe you can't when you want to so badly? Sheets, book, song, give me a movie, please. And I'm going right to your mom. Give me a movie.
A movie, I would say Dorothy is No Place Like Home. I forget, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, okay, let's go to the end of it. You have the power all along, Dorothy, but your mother taught you that you didn't. Is that true?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my question to you, Katie, is do you want to keep living her life or do you want to create your own now?
I want to create my own life.
Okay, so here we are, back to the power, the safety of flying in our power.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, because does this happen? So I'm just trying to figure out, I think all my life I was told by people who never, let me just say, it's the bar exam, right? So I've always been told this is hard, but these are people who never took it, right? So I never thought about it being hard until I didn't pass it. Like, I always believed in myself. So I'm just wondering, how do I build my confidence up? How do I believe it, that I can pass it?
Well, everything, as I talk about in Born, guys, everything starts with a choice.
Okay.
When I say you've chosen to pass it, I get a yes, no. You're hoping to pass it, but you haven't said, damn it, I'm passing this. I'm doing this. I'm powerful. I know, and I'm clear.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A lot different
so
than hoping.
Okay.
Right?
So I'll start saying this every day. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but it's not an affirmation, Katie, and I don't think you really understand that. You are telling your energy, you must follow this direction.
So it's a command.
You bet it is.
So how will I know if my energy is listening? Like, how do I know, like, say, when it clicks,
because
when I get it?
How will I feel like you know and that you're clear and that, you know, can you start having fun and going in, taking this test? See, it's no fun to you.
I think I have anxiety because I have a fear. It's like anxiety.
Well, but you're the only one that can get on top of that. And if you know that you know, and you know that you're clear about everything that's on that test, and you stay in the moment of that, you cannot go into anxiety.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I get what you're saying. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I get what you're saying. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go on and do this. Come on. You want to move on. Get it over with.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. What time is it? I think I have time for one more. Carla in South Carolina, you're on.
Hey,
real quick.
Carla.
Hi, baby.
I wanted to move down to Myrtle Beach, and I'm here.
Woo!
I visited for the last 4 years, and everything is falling apart. Like, the place that I'm in is under construction, and my asthma from a childhood flared up.
Okay,
and,
so what you're describing is that you have to pay to get what you want. And my pendulum goes to a really big yes.
Yeah.
You know, which brings us back again to the frequency of safety and being powerful. Oh, my God, I created what I wanted, but now I have to pay for it.
Oh,
we don't have to pay for anything, guys. You deserve all the desires of your heart. We all deserve to be and experience the frequency of safety in flying free and bringing in our highest truth, living our highest truth. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. You are welcome. All right, guys.
Love you.
I love you too, baby. I love you all. You can feel that, can't you? Can't you feel how much I love you? All righty, let's say it together, loud and proud. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.